My father's no different than any other powerful man. Any man who's responsible for other people. Like a senator or a president.
You know how naive you sound.
Why?
Senators and presidents don't have men killed.
Oh. Who's being naive, Kay?
I'm watching... I get hooked on shows once in a while, and I got home yesterday, and I was surfing through Netflix, and I said, man, okay, let me go ahead and see what this... it was giving me a recommendation for El Chapo. It was from the producers of Narcos. They did a series similar on the Spanish channel. I want to say Telemundo. And it basically runs the same. It's talking about the rise of El Chapo and how he went about doing the things that he did. And it got me hooked. I'm in the fourth episode, and it was crazy because I started watching it around 7. And I was like, man, I got to put this thing down because I'm not going to get some sleep at this rate. And that's a beautiful thing about Netflix, about doing that. But it's always fascinating when you watch those guys, right? They're just grinders, people that are trying to make something out of nothing. You know, these people that are ruthless in this drug trade and are savages, they're very capitalistic in nature. You know, they're trying to make money by any means, and unfortunately for them, that's their option. You know, there's no type of economy flourishing where they live. They don't know anything about having formal education, and they having to figure out their family situations, because I think anybody that comes from a lower socioeconomic level, we understand how tight family can be, how together they stick. It's very hard to get up and go and leave everything there to go find an opportunity somewhere else. It's a pressure. It's a guilt. It's leaving everything you know. But these folks, man, you just see it all the time. They just come from nothing, and they're out there trying to prove a point to themselves or to others in the family that, you know, they can make it, albeit not in an ethical way, as how we perceive it in society. But it's rings so similar to capitalism as far as the drug trade, as far as how people ascend to power and how addictive they are to power and control and money and everything that comes with it. And I think for us that, you know, we kind of view such things as taboo and not part of our society. It really is. I mean, if you think about it, all the people that are successful now, they did it in a way where they had to be ugly. They had to cut some people in a way that's not ethical. But unfortunately with us, it's something that if it's not personal, it's business. And I remember that in one of my, you know, recent classes I took for grad school, talking about that. And it tried to give the talk about the poker game, that how that, you know, lying and kind of persuading people, trying to simulate the game of poker as the game of business is how it is. That we lie, we just don't tell the truth, we try to deceive and try to make, trying to have an advantage over someone else. And that's okay to do in the name of business. And that's something that in America, that's our mantra. And it's in the name of getting ahead. You're going to have to deceive a few people. You're going to have to be, you know, a little ruthless. It's very hard to do the right thing. And there's some people that can say, no, I never did that. I never cut corners. I never did anybody wrong. And I get that. There are people like that. But I think we can all agree that people that are on top, they had to have a certain tenacity, a certain power. They had to be a little ruthless. They couldn't play within the rules of the game or cut corners from time to time. That's just the way it is, because you have so many barriers of entry. And again, just looking at the drug trade, just how those guys are. You know, there's currently a head boss and people that are running the operations as is, and there's this guy here that's coming along and says, hey, man, I want to be in that spot. I want to be in that position. And, you know, he's having to go through those barriers of those people. And when he tries to penetrate and go further on top, then, you know, his life becomes a threat. And now it's a matter of either pushing back to those threats or going ahead and laying down and getting killed, going against the status quo. And that's no different than it is in America. I mean, look at net neutrality. I mean, that's something that's basically a free-for-all. And right now, the way it's going and the way it was approved in the 3-2 vote over in Washington was that now, you know, the service providers can't control the content. Before, it wasn't like that. Before, if I went through Xfinity, they couldn't limit me from watching Netflix or YouTube because they were promoting Hulu. They have to give it all to me. You know, now granted, they were probably doing some tricks where they were maybe slowing the service to certain apps or to certain sites, but I could have access to everything and anything. But now, with net neutrality and everything going on, the big dogs are going to be able to control the content. So now if they would be like, okay, we'll give you right now for the amount you're paying, we'll give you these things. But if you want these other ones that were included before, you're going to have to pay more money because they're not part of our package, right? And that's the sad reality of it, is that you have this capitalistic mentality, and in a way it's good. It always rings to me the way we are as a society. It resonates with me, similar to how we are in people in life and how I was in life, where you, like growing up, I had to build a certain defense mechanism. I had to be chippy. I had to be in a fighting mentality because people were always trying to roll over you. People are always trying to take advantage of you. So you have to build these walls, and you have to build this sense of fuck you, you're not gonna get at me, you're not gonna con me, I don't know you. You know, you're building all these defenses, whatever it is, to get to the point of success, right, of getting out of that environment. But many of us still carry that mindset, still carry those things that we had to build in the beginning to survive, but now we're at a stage where, quote unquote, we made it and we don't need to do that anymore. That's where I realized years ago, where I've said to myself, man, the way that I was, the way that I thought, the way that I defended myself to survive is not needed anymore, because I already made it. I already persevered through the obstacles, through the challenges, through those people that we all encounter. And I think that's where, unfortunately, with capitalism and just the way the model is in our society, is that once those people get in those positions, it's like they want more. They want more power. It's an addiction. It's a drug. It's no different than fame. It's something that those people are not doing it for the money at that point. You know, those guys have 70, 80 billion to their name. They don't give a rat's ass. They don't care. I mean, think about me and you, an average person. You give us 50 million. Heck, you give us 10 million. I think we're done. You know, we'll probably know what to do with that money. Probably go to a financial investor, help us out a little bit, maybe live a little bit above our means of what we currently do, but you'll be able to survive just fine. And here you are, these people that have 100 times more money than that, and they still can't let it go. They still have the issue of power, of control, of having self-worth. And I think that's all going to go to the wayside eventually as technology evolves, because you're going to have people that are going to be out of jobs. You're going to have people that are, everything's going to be automated as we go on. I mean, didn't Amazon just open a store when there's no tellers, no cashiers? You just walk in and walk out? I mean, these are things that are coming. And what's going to happen? Us as people, we're going to be at home, sitting, doing nothing, right? So it's going to not allow us to have any worth. And I think that's why those bosses do it. They don't do it for the money. They're already set for life. They have generational money, but they're just doing it for that power, that addiction of control. And I think that's what it ultimately comes down to, that they don't necessarily want to do things for the betterment of other people, because they're already past that point, but they can't let go of that mindset that got them there in the first place. And they just keep going for more and more. And that's what our society breeds. That's what power breeds. That's what money breeds. It's just a greed for more control, for selfish megalomaniacs. All of these wars, we think of people that are in absolute power, i.e. Trump, right? You know, that's why I don't blame Trump the way he is, because that's all he's known. He's always been in a position of power as far as how he treats people, how he talks to people. He's not going to relate with somebody like me, like a regular common folk. He's not. So, you know, for us to think that people in those positions are going to go somehow empathize with us, you know, that's just not the way our country's built. And we have to understand that it's a double-edged sword because, yes, it's allowed us to be able to experience the life that we have, all of us. I mean, we're fortunate our seeds and our kids were born here versus Iraq, versus some third world country. We're very fortunate. But the trade-off is that once you kind of snap out of that matrix and that mentality of work and grinding and you step back and you see it, it's like, whoa, you know, there's a big problem here that all of us are following as far as that money, as far as that power, as far as that greed. Greed is good. And I think that doesn't allow us to be good to one another, to be better. And I don't think it's about kumbaya, but I just think there's, you don't see the decency of humanity being exposed in countries like ours. You know, it's just something that doesn't resonate with our world and our mindset. It's, you know, everyone's fending for themselves. And I sure got a little sample of it when we went through the hurricane and we were down with power. You saw it firsthand. You're like, whoa, this is crazy. You know, how people get selfish, how people get irritated, how people just fend for themselves. I really do think that if shit hit the fan in our country, it'll be like Walking Dead. You know, everyone for themselves. And you would think that they will all unite as one species, but no. You know, everyone's got personal interests and people got agendas and they got to survive. So, you know, I just went on that rant just simply because of that. I just think it's a sad reality that we live in, and that the way that we do business in this country, it's something that all across the board, and anything that we try to expose as taboo, anything that we expose as ethical, as being done right, all of it is the same. All of it is about pursuing greed, pursuing power, and doing everything that pertains to you and you only.
All the things that I did, you need to understand.
I have to hear one more time that you did this for the family.
I did it for me. I liked it. I was good at it. And I was alive.